This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
We got breaking news right now as the Associated Press is reporting that missiles land in Poland, a NATO member, killing two people. We'll bring you all the details on that throughout the hour. Governor Ron DeSantis responds to Trump, and Trump may be announcing his run tonight. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Welcome back to the show. Carrie Lake is not conceding yet in the race for governor of Arizona. I don't blame her. I don't blame her because of what happened out there. People were literally disenfranchised. She had this to say last night when she was on with Jesse Waters on Fox News. Cut number 12.
There's 158,000 ballots that have not been counted yet. And 94,000 of those are in Maricopa County where they took our sacred vote and they just made a mockery of it. It's outrageous, Jesse, what happened. I had a man come up to me at breakfast yesterday and said, I showed up to vote. There was a 3-hour line. They said the tabulator machines were not working. I drove across the way and went to another 15-minute drive to another center and the printers weren't working. They had no toner in them. I drove another 20 minutes and finally voted. It was a half a day odyssey to cast my vote. And we're getting thousands of people reaching out saying the exact same thing. We don't know how many people just finally gave up because it was so hard to vote. And when they did get to the front of the line, only to find out the tabulator wasn't going to count their vote, it was going to be brought downtown, put it in a bin, and we'll bring it downtown and we'll count it later. It's an embarrassment. And I'm going to fight for the people of Arizona that everybody's vote is counted. This is sacred. This is outrageous what they did here in Maricopa County. And the people that were supporting me, they knew were showing up on election day. And I don't know if there's any malicious intent to the mockery they made of the people who showed up to cast their vote, or if this is just complete ineptitude. But either way, it's got to stop. Arizona will no longer be the laughingstock of elections around the world. Third world countries run elections better.
If she comes out ahead at the end of this thing, how would you legally go about challenging this?
Well, I can't imagine our version of Joe Biden, Katie Hobbs, would win because she didn't even campaign. She hid in her basement. She's a twice convicted racist. I don't believe that people of Arizona would vote for her and that she would win. But if that's what happens at the end of the day, how do you certify an election that is this botched? And she's the one that would certify her own election where it was botched, where the machines didn't work in more than a third of the polling centers. I don't know how we remedy this, but the people of Arizona are furious. They're reaching out to us by the thousands saying, I don't think my vote even was counted. I didn't even get a chance to vote. There were so many hoops to jump through. I had to go because my daughter had a track meet or my work wasn't going to give me 4 hours off to 6 hours off to vote. It's outrageous what happened. We had lines that were 3 and 4 hours long in retirement areas where people were old. And all of this happened in Republican areas. My area where I was going to vote, the printer didn't work. There wasn't enough toner in the printer. So I went to a liberal part of town and got right in and out in about 15 minutes. It's funny how that works in Arizona.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a disgrace is what it is. It's an absolute disgrace. So we'll keep following that for you. She's, you know, I don't think she's going to concede anytime soon. I don't know what her legal pathway is. And that's what Jesse Waters was getting at, too. What is the legal pathway? But obviously, I would argue that if people were disenfranchised, the remedy would be that they file a lawsuit and say that they were disenfranchised by the chaos of the election system and that they were disenfranchised from being able to exercise their right to vote. Because isn't that what Democrats are always talking about? how people are disenfranchised and can't vote, the vote is suppressed, and all the other nonsense the Democrats spew all the time. Isn't that what we hear from them all constantly? Constantly. I tweeted this out earlier today, and I'm very, very happy that I did, because I love what I said, because I, you know, I just thought my tweet was very witty. Josh Krashauer from, I think he's Hotline or Politico, one of those sites that he writes at. He does a lot of great stuff looking at numbers. And Krashauer tweeted out earlier today, preliminary turnout, where's he? He writes with Axios, excuse me. Preliminary turnout rate in Georgia for the 2022 midterms, 52.7%. The national average for turnout, 46.9%. So I retweeted that and said in capital letters, Jim Eagle, because you remember what Biden said. This is going to make Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. So my point is that we've heard from the cackling hens on The View. We've heard from so many people that Republicans want to disenfranchise people and take away their right to vote. Well, that's exactly what happened in Arizona, where people were disenfranchised from voting because of an inept system. I'm not saying that there was corruption, because I have not heard any evidence of that yet. You got to be very careful about making those kind of claims, obviously. But it doesn't matter, because if people were disenfranchised because of the ineptitude of the system, that is corruption. That's the same thing, just in a different manner. And so in that sense, I would suggest that the people sue, and maybe it's a class action suit for voters who showed up and couldn't vote, whatever, and then argue for a new election, because it sounds to me like it was a friggin' mess. And we sound like a third world country. But, you know, if you acknowledge any of those problems, remember, you're an election denier. Stacey Abrams does it, then she's just trying to fight for the people who are disenfranchised. If the ladies on The View suggested that Ron DeSantis gamed the system so that black people couldn't vote, with zero evidence, by the way. See, unlike those idiots, I actually back things up by evidence. They had no evidence whatsoever to suggest that, but yeah, who cares? You do that, or if you're Joe Biden, you stand up there and you suggest that people in Georgia are going to die of thirst waiting in line to vote, and they're not going to be able to vote or be disenfranchised. You're not an election denier. You're a brave person fighting to make sure that everybody's vote is counted and heard and everybody has access. But if you point out the ineptitude of a system like in Arizona's, what do they say? If you're a Republican, you're an election denier. You imagine if this S show was happening in Georgia and Stacey Abrams was in Carrie Lake's position. Think about that for a moment. If this S show was happening in Georgia, Georgia fixed their election system. So they had one of the most honest and fair and complete elections in the country. They did a great job. But let's assume that they messed up here and Stacey Abrams was in the very position Carrie Lake is in right now. Just imagine what people would be saying in the media, that the system's corrupt and this people were disenfranchised. They would find one person who was black who couldn't vote because of the machines being broken or down, whatever it was, the long lines, whatever. They'd find one person who said that they could not vote. They wanted to vote for Stacey Abrams, but could not exercise their right to vote. You would be having screams of needing a new election. You'd have everybody out there saying that Brian Kemp stole the election. You see what I mean about the double standard? Everything Carrie Lake just said there is being mocked and belittled by the media as she's a quote unquote election denier. Why? If a Democrat were in this position and it was Stacey Abrams in Georgia, it would be nonstop. The White House would be talking about it. They'd be talking about how they need to go in there and do something about this. This is unfair. This can't happen. It's like Arizona and a Republican loses and they didn't like her in the first place. The McCain people were all against her. All the McCain Republicans spending money to help Katie Hobbs win. Oh, yeah. So she goes down, Carrie Lake goes down, and they all cheer. And they don't care about the chaos of the system and the disenfranchisement and everything else. That's what really bothers me. It really, really bothers me. And I just find that to be just such a double standard. It really is. Absolutely. 855-839-1210. I have some more stuff for you here, but this is... let's see now. We don't know yet if, in fact, absolutely Kevin McCarthy will be the Speaker of the House, but we think that he's, at least as of now, got the Republican nomination, but we don't know exactly how far that goes. Anyway, if, in fact, there's still going to be a challenge to him, this is Representative Andy Biggs on Newsmax. And I want to point out to you that the great one, Mark Levin, went after Andy Biggs yesterday on Twitter, and he sent me his tweet. He sent me an email, and he linked to his tweet because I did not know this, but this is why Mark's the great one. Andy Biggs was actually one of the people out there fighting against the Convention of States project. And as you know, I've been a big supporter of an Article 5 Convention of States as a way to rein in this monstrosity known as the federal government. So Levin pointed that out, and I retweeted his tweet on this. But this is what Andy Biggs said yesterday, Cut 13.
Congressman, you're being reported as the top challenger to Kevin McCarthy. Come on. It sounds like you're... Can you confirm or deny whether or not this is true? I mean, it sounds like you're almost there. Maybe you want to announce.
Lydia, you know, we have a new paradigm here, and I think the country wants a different direction from the House of Representatives. And it's a new world. And yes, I'm going to be nominated tomorrow to the position of Speaker of the House. We'll see if we can get the job done and the votes. It's going to be tough. I mean, Kevin has raised a lot of money and done a lot of things. But this is not just about Kevin. I think it's about institutional direction and trajectory. And that's where we're going to see if we have enough people who agree that we need to change the trajectory of this place and open it up so where people can actually represent their constituency in a more open and transparent manner.
So let's just make this clear. It sounds like you just announced.
Yeah, I guess I did, kind of.
Well, apparently it didn't work out well for him today, which is good. And this is Matt Gaetz, who was on with Charlie Kirk on his radio show today. I believe it was today. It could have been yesterday. Cut 14.
So it doesn't matter to McCarthy that these ideas offend federalism and belie common sense. They did well in a poll-tested survey, so they must now be doctrine, our commitment. Weren't the pollsters wrong in this last election anyway? I have spoken with many Republicans in Congress and many who will join our ranks soon. None are actually inspired by Kevin McCarthy, though many feel financially beholden to him because he is the LeBron James of special interest fundraising. In this last cycle, Kevin McCarthy, his team, they raised $500 million in campaign money. That buys a lot of friends. Or at a minimum, rents them.
On the national political front, so tonight, the rumor is that former President Trump will be announcing that he's now a candidate for President of the United States again. Don't know if that's true. I have no reason to doubt it, but I'm just saying I haven't had any conversations with anybody on the campaign. I'm not connected in that sense, but I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen just based on everything that I've read, which is probably the same thing you've read. Now, apparently tonight at 9 p.m. on Fox News, Sean Hannity has Mike Pence on. And that's interesting to me that that's happening. And I don't really know what to make of that other than the fact that since Sean and Trump are like besties, maybe this is somebody at Fox News. I don't know. But anyway, this clip is with Mike Pence with David Muir on ABC News as he is now considering his own run for president of the United States of America. Take a listen.
We do know that the former president could announce any day now that he's running for president yet again. Given all that you witnessed in the Capitol on that day, this is a pretty straightforward question, a yes or a no. Do you believe that Donald Trump should ever be president again?
David, I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future. You know, the people of this country actually get along pretty well once you get out of politics. And I think they want to see their national leaders start to reflect that same compassion and generosity of spirit. And I think, so in the days ahead, I think there will be better choices.
Better choices than Donald Trump.
For me and my family, we'll be reflecting about what our role is in that.
Will you run for president in 2024?
Well, we're giving it consideration in our house. Prayerful consideration.
Do you believe you can beat Donald Trump?
Well, that would be for others to say. And it'd be for us to decide whether or not we'd want to test that.
So if you decide to run and he's up there, so be it.
So be it.
So we will see. What happens with that? But I wanted to just point that out with you. Now, you heard Trump call Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious at a recent rally, and he's been on his Truth Social, he's been putting out videos of when Governor DeSantis was candidate DeSantis, and he was really clinging to the Trump brand by saying that he was, he had his kid was in a onesie, a Trump onesie, and he and his son were playing Build the Wall, and it was all about like his association with Trump. And Trump is making the argument now that DeSantis is being very disloyal, that he would not be governor of Florida without Trump, and so he's being disloyal by even flirting with the possibility of running for president of the United States. He's been saying a lot on Truth Social about him. I imagine there'll probably be a shot or two at DeSantis tonight. Ron DeSantis responded to that. Take a listen.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned, like learned in this job, is when you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. I roll out of bed in the morning. I've got corporate media outlets that have a spasm just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning, and it's constantly attacking. And this is just what's happened. I don't think any governor got attacked more, particularly by corporate media, than me over my 4-year term. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night. The fact of the matter is,
so that's the latest on that. We'll see what Trump says tonight. And obviously, we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow, I imagine. The breaking news is that at least right now, what we're talking about is a Russian missile that may have dropped in Poland, killing two Polish citizens, and Poland, of course, being a NATO member country. That is the latest breaking news. We'll give you the latest on that in a matter of moments, 855-839-1210. But I want to thank my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, for being such a great guy and getting Mama Zioli in for an appointment next week because she needs some implants. And listen, if my mother trusts Dr. Mike Veneria for her dental care and I trust him, you can trust him too. He's the absolute best. That's why for 9 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been voted best dentist in South Jersey. His office is unique in that they treat your needs, not driven by money, not driven by costs. His office has excelled in implants throughout his career, and that's why patients travel as far as California and Florida, and in Mama Zioli's case, Myrtle Beach, for his care and expertise. He understands patients have a choice, a clear choice to make when choosing implants. So reach out to my friend, Dr. Mike Veneria, today. He just had a wonderful veterans breakfast at his office where he honored our veterans and had coffee and donuts for them just to say thank you. He's just a really great guy. He has two offices, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Cinnaminson right over the Betsy Ross Bridge, Woodbury right over the Walt. So easy to get to from wherever you are and worth the trip. Dental implants are complicated stuff. You want to make sure you get this right. You don't want to mess around. You don't want to go to some chain dentist who may not know what they're doing or charge you a lot. You want to go to the guy who is really the master of dental implants. That's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Veneria, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, pain-free root canal treatment, and of course, dental implants, VeneriaDental.com, VanariaDental, VeneriaDental.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
You know, there's some good news out of Election Day. Conservatives flipped school boards in the wave of election wins. According to the Daily Wire, parental rights factored big on election night. I got to wonder if Dr. Oz had made more of an issue of this in the campaign, it would have been a different outcome. I have to wonder, because I've long said, and I said the same thing about the New Jersey governor's race when I had Jack Cittrelli on all those times. I kept saying, I think the biggest issue right now is schools. And I know it's anecdotal. I'm just a dad who talks to other parents, whether it's at soccer or whether it's at school pickup or drop off or whatever. And, you know, I hear their concerns and I know what they're talking about. And I saw it happen, play out in this New Jersey election for school board races, where I've never in my life seen candidates have lawn signs for a school board, hiring professional political operatives to run their races. And that's exactly what happened. And conservatives flipped at least 9 school boards in at least 6 states, Michigan, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, and Florida, giving them conservative majorities. And these wins signal that parental rights were a significant factor at the ballot box on Tuesday. In Michigan, 4 school board candidates in Brandywine, who were endorsed by a parents' right group called 1776 Project PAC, won their races, flipping the board from liberal to conservative. In Maryland, 3 of their school board candidates won in Carroll County, flipping the school board there to a conservative majority. The 1776 Project PAC claims it has officially flipped 100 school boards since November last year. The group's candidates also won in Oklahoma and Ohio. Another parents' rights group, Moms for Liberty, told the Daily Wire it notched clusters of wins in at least 4 states. They flipped at least 7 school boards in North Carolina and other places as well. South Carolina, Charleston County, York County, in New Jersey, 3 candidates in Cape May County won their elections, flipping that school board conservative. And I also know that there were some local candidates who were not outright running as conservatives, but were very logical, parent-minded, putting their kids first kind of a thing, who won those local elections too, right in our backyard. My buddy Josh Akins, who runs Arise New Jersey, which is an education PAC where they try to get candidates elected who are like us, you know what I mean? The kind of people we'd want to have on the school board making policy for our kids. He actually sent me a list of all the towns where they won. I'm just going to read them to you, but it's going to take a minute. But it's okay. It's worth it because it'll make you feel good, because we've had a lot of bad news. So I'm going to give you some good news. Frankfort, Hardiston, Sparta, Wayne, Roxbury, Fairhaven, Middletown, Holmdel, Medford, Lacey, Marlboro, Brick, Flemington, Raritan, Hunterdon Central, Cinnaminson, Moorestown, Mahwah, Ocean City, Beechwood, Lafayette, Sussex, Wantage, West Morris, Chester, Hanover, Kinnelon, Montville, Hawthorne, Mattawan, Aberdeen, Colts Neck, Closter, Creskill, Dumont, Edgewater, Elmwood Park, Emerson, Fort Lee, Franklin Lakes Regional, Franklin Lakes, Garfield, Hasbrook Heights, Hillsdale, Hohokus, Little Ferry, Lodi, Lyndhurst, Maywood, Montvale, Northvale, Old Tappan, Oradell, Paramus, Ramsey, Rivervale, Rutherford, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Upper Saddle River, Ramapo, Indian Hills, and Wyckoff. And by the way, for the record, I've been to every single one of those towns in the course of my political career in New Jersey. That's the way it is in New Jersey. When you work in politics, you wind up going to all, I think New Jersey has something like 566 municipalities, I think, and 42,000 diners, and I've literally eaten in every single one of them. That's a true fact. No joke, folks. That's no joke. My dad would say to me, Joey, pop into a good diner. And I would. So that's some good news right there in the wake of a lot of bad news that we've seen recently. Mitch McConnell, who obviously is one of the people who deserves a lot of blame. But so does Rick Scott, because Rick Scott was the head of one of the groups trying to get senators elected, and McConnell was the head of the other. Rick Scott now says he'll challenge McConnell for the majority, or I should say minority leader in the United States Senate. McConnell responded to that. We have the audio. Take a listen.
Well, as you noticed, we had a rather lengthy and fulsome discussion, not only of the
election. By the way, if you
election.
Come Thursday night to the comedy night at Parks Casino, Joe Conklin does the greatest Mitch McConnell impression I've ever heard in my life. You ever hear it?
No, I've never.
Fantastic.
Heard it.
So, Parks Casino Thursday night, Joe Conklin's comedy night, man of a thousand voices, $20, gets you your ticket and your first drink included. He stands up there and he does his Mitch McConnell, and it's basically like, and it's so much funnier than I can do, because I don't do impressions, but I mean, I just do, but he nails it. And he just stands up and goes, it is worth coming just for that. And of course, the fact that I'll be the MC. Thursday night, parkscasino.com/comedy. Parkscasino.com/comedy. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's this Thursday, the 17th. It will sell out. It always does. Joe Conklin's comedy night. Come out Thursday night and see us. We'll have some laughs and have some fun. But anyway, here's McConnell.
But the way forward, and I think it's pretty obvious we may or may not be voting tomorrow. But I think the outcome is pretty clear. I want to repeat again, I have the votes. I will be elected. The only issue is whether we do it sooner or later, and I think we'll probably have another discussion about that tomorrow.
On the education front, in Massachusetts, the teachers union there spent $22 million backing the Massachusetts millionaires tax. That's right. It's a constitutional amendment to undermine the state's flat income tax system, and this new 4% fair share tax on income in excess of $1 million on top of the 5% flat tax income that all Massachusetts residents pay. This constitutional amendment passed, and the teachers unions ponied up $22 million to back the initiative. So when I tell you that the teachers unions are nothing more than a bunch of political hacks for Democrats, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, 85% of the $26 million that was spent in the campaign regarding that constitutional amendment was spent by the teachers union. 85% of that, 85% of $26 million was spent by the teachers union trying to convince people to vote for the tax, versus $13 million that was spent by a variety of individuals and groups opposing the tax increase. And in a separate report from Beacon Hill Institute, a free market nonprofit, estimates that the new tax would generate $1.23 billion in new taxes in 2023 while costing the state more than 9,000 jobs and reducing the state's overall gross output and real disposable income, a reflection of wealthy residents shifting assets and investments elsewhere. What?
Henry's in here screaming at himself, get out.
Why?
We do have to go to break.
Oh.
And do the mystery movie.
Let's do it.
Oh, he's not ready. Now,
afternoon.
Mystery movie clip. WPHT.
Somewhere in Libya right now, a janitor's working the night shift at the Libyan intelligence headquarters. He's going about doing his job. Because he has no idea in about an hour he's going to die in a massive explosion. He's just going about his job because he has no idea that about an hour ago, I gave an order to have him killed. You just see me do the least presidential thing I do.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Matt DeSantis, tell them what they'll win.
All right, if you're calling number 12 and you know the movie, you will win a pair of tickets to see Smokey Robinson on Saturday night, November 26th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, good luck, caller number 12. And I want to thank my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for being such outstanding friends of mine and of our show, our station. We broadcast from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. And my buddy Dave went over there yesterday and got a beautiful Volvo XC60. He and his wife Erica, they love it. I'm so happy. He sent me a picture of him and Yosef, and that's great because Dave's a retired Army colonel and Yosef is a veteran from Israeli, and so they got along great. But everybody who goes in there gets along great with them. They're a great team, great people, and you'll see firsthand when you go to Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,250 off a brand new Volvo at Cherry Hill Volvo, because relationships matter there. And you'll see it, just like my buddy Dave did. Got a great experience. It took a couple days he went in, by the way. It wasn't like he walked in one day and bought it. That's what everybody tells me about Cherry Hill Volvo that's so unique, is that there's never any pressure. You can go in and look. My other friends, they went in, I think on their sixth time is when they finally bought the XC90. And they love that family car with the big third row. But how many other dealerships actually let you leave? They train their people to hound you, wear you down until eventually you cry uncle just to get out of there and you buy a car. It's not how they do things there. You can take your time, come back, and you should come back because Judith wants to make sure the car is right for you. And if it's not, it's not. And don't buy it. And she really does believe that because she believes in doing the right thing. And if you're a Costco member, that extra $1,250 off, that's a no-brainer. So go there today, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. They prove it every single day. Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So a couple of other things I wanted to mention. Dr. Bhattacharya was talking about medical censorship. You know, we've dealt with this with the pandemic. We've dealt with the way that social media companies, most of them have been trying to put out the party line, espoused by Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You have to say that by law, of course. And he talked with Representative Chip Roy in this congressional hearing on this, and they talked about censorship, medical censorship. And how much of that have we seen during COVID? And the problems of this, too, that continue. You know, I have a story that I was going to get to, but we've had a busy day today with lots of breaking news. The suicide rate among young kids and even just the suicide attempts among young kids are just, it's staggering, the numbers right now. It's so incredibly depressing. Youth hospital visits for suicidal thoughts rose 59% really since COVID. I mean, it's just been, it's been so incredibly terrible. And do you know that America right now is facing an Adderall shortage because so many people are on Adderall? And I have to wonder how many of them are kids who are behind in school and being misdiagnosed for having attention deficit disorder. But in 2021, there were 41.4 million prescriptions for Adderall in the United States. Adderall is used as a drug for attention deficit disorder. It's not the only drug used for that, but it's one of the most popular, if not the most popular. It's something everybody on this show could certainly use and benefit from, no question about that. But anxiety and depression can present as ADHD. And so for a lot of people, they're wondering now if these kids, and even adults too, if they're just, it was being remote and it was dealing with the isolation of this. And so you have a lot of people who are behind in school or felt alone and they're depressed, and then it gets misdiagnosed as ADD. But either way, prescriptions for stimulants have been skyrocketing, and it's easier and easier to get a diagnosis. But the demand for the drug Adderall has actually triggered a shortage of the drug, raising fears that some people can't get medicines they rely on, while many others may actually be misdiagnosed. But Dr. Bachara was discussing medical censorship. I thought his point here on this was excellent. Cut number nine.
We've had a good conversation here about our response to the pandemic. We're going to talk a little bit more about vaccines in a minute, but we want to make sure we have some time here set aside for medical censorship. Each of you have talked about that, and I think it's important to highlight it. And again, this is a preview of where we need to go with longer, deeper hearings in the next Congress. This session that we want to cover a pattern of medical censorship throughout the pandemic. Now, each of you have talked about you. Two of you are co-authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, which advocated for a focused protection approach by protecting the elderly and most vulnerable and not locking down healthy children. And despite that declaration being completely apolitical, Drs. Fauci and Collins labeled it fringe and did their best to impugn the expertise of its authors and signers. Under the Biden administration, public health bureaucrats at the CDC worked closely with big tech to shut down voices that countered their narrative under the guise of stopping misinformation. Now you have California punishing doctors who speak up under a new law. I'm going to turn this over to my friend from Florida, but let me just start really quickly for any of the witnesses. What effect does medical censorship have on the medical profession in the field of science broadly? And then I'm going to turn it over to my friend from Florida.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. When you have a new disease like this, a new epidemic like this, it is absolutely vital to get the honest ideas and opinions of every expert, no matter what conclusion they come to. You learn the truth by this kind of debate. What censorship did is it's not just that it suppressed the voices of the people that were censored, although that was bad enough. It sent a signal to other scientists that, look, these areas are too controversial. Stay out of them. Otherwise, you're going to lose your reputation, too. And as a result, you have this illusion of a consensus that never existed on so many topics. We robbed the American people of a true debate, a true discussion about this. I mean, it's not that we're always right. I mean, Lord knows that's not true. The issue is the truth comes from people honestly engaging with the data. Censorship kills that. Censorship kills science. And I think censorship actually killed people during this pandemic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Absolutely. No question about it. TikTok is insane. And there's a lot about TikTok that I've talked about when it comes to China. And also, there's also new reports about TikTok is being used for human trafficking, too. With minor children. But this is fantastic here. This is a person on TikTok who actually explains this person neither identifies as male or female or neither. This is, I don't really know exactly how to figure this out, but nevertheless, we have the audio of this for you. Cut number 11.
So a couple of people might have been surprised by my transgender pin that I put on this morning. I figured it's about time that I came out and talked about my gender identity. I am trigender, which means like a triangle, I have three genders. Male, female, and non-binary. And the difference between trigender and gender fluid is that I feel all three of these genders at the same time. All the time. It doesn't ever shift or change or I feel one gender more strongly than the other, like gender fluid tends to be. Also, I should recognize and accept that a lot of people don't see non-binary as a third gender. They see it as something completely separate from the binary of male and female. But for me, it's like a third gender. Or I guess you could call it a third identity. So how I feel gender-wise is like a man, like a woman, and as neither at the same time. I hope this clears things up, but let me know if you have any more questions. I'm happy to answer.
I got Crystal. Crystal freaking clear. I have no questions.
That didn't clear things up for you, Rich? She's trigender, like a triangle.
Try anything. some people will try any gender if things get desperate enough, I guess.
She made up that term, right? That's not a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that?
Never.
Yeah. I hope that clears it up. No, not even.
Complicates it, if anything.
Just a tad.
I'm more confused than when we started, yeah. I would Google it and try to find answers, but I'm pretty sure, Odyssey, I don't know.
I'm sure they have a block on that.
Yeah, I'll be, hunted down by human resources by the end of the day. I don't need that.
I just have a question. If I invite that person to a party, do I send out three invitations?
I think you have to.
I think you have to, right? Otherwise, you're going to be labeled something. Not that I would ever invite that person to a party. unless they were entertaining the party with their tales of what it means to be try. Frank is the winner of our contest. I'll go to him to get me off this topic. Frank, I hope that cleared it up for you in Long Beach Island. What's going on over there?
Crystal clear. very good. Can I pay you a compliment real fast?
Sure can.
I followed you from the afternoons to the mornings to now the afternoons again. I find your political analysis the best, and your program actually is the only radio program I've listened to that makes me laugh out loud when I'm driving. I actually laugh out loud with your humor and your analysis.
Well, God bless you, buddy. That's a fantastic compliment. I'll take it every day, and I'll send you the check. Good man. I appreciate that, Frank.
I prefer cash.
How about Bitcoin? I got some FTX money laying around.
Well, do I have to declare it?
So what's the movie today, Frank?
The American President.
You got it,
or an American President, yes.
That's a great movie. I mean, the liberal tirade at the end about guns is awful. But other than that, I mean, the speech is great. It's just, the movie's fantastic. It's one of my favorites.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
My name is Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president. Your 15 minutes are up. Michael Douglas killed it in that role. And so did, what's his name, who played Bob Rumson? Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Wasn't it Richard Dreyfuss who played him? Am I got the right actor?
I believe so. And Michael J. Fox was supposed to be Stephanopoulos,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, yes, he was. hey, Frank, thanks, buddy. Great job, and we'll keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you for listening to me. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. A biological male wins women's division of the U.S. cycling race. Austin Killips, who identifies as a transgender woman, won Saturday's UCI Elite Women's Division of the cycling event. The biological male won the female's division, which was held in Northampton, Massachusetts. He identifies as a transgender woman and came in first with a time of 50 minutes and 25 seconds. The second place finisher and first among biological women was Ava Holmgreen with a time of 50 minutes and 26 seconds. So she lost to the dude by 1 second. I don't know how anybody thinks that's okay. When you consider the fact that this individual was using testosterone, or had testosterone, I should say, coursing through their veins as a biological male for most of their life. And it's just an unfair advantage. But, you know, if you say that, even though I'm a feminist and I defend the rights of women and women athletes, you're called transphobic. And you're not being transphobic. You're defending the rights of women and women athletes. I got a lot to get to. There's so much more, but I wanted to share this with you. Jeff Bezos, the guy who started Amazon.com, discussing the economy and how it does not look great right now. Cut number 7.
We are in some tough economic times.
Yeah.
Some people say that perhaps we're already in a recession. Do you think that we're in one? And what is your advice for small business owners?
I don't know whether we're technically in a recession. I know economists argue over that, and they have certain technical definitions. What I can tell you is the economy does not look great right now. Things are slowing down. You're seeing layoffs in many, many sectors of the economy. People are slowing down. The probabilities say if we're not in a recession right now, we're likely to be in one very soon. So my advice to people, whether they're small business owners or, you know, is take some risk off the table. If you were going to make a purchase, maybe slow down that purchase a little bit. Keep some dry powder on hand, and wait a bit and see how. Try to reduce some risk in your business or your life.
Well, you tweeted batten down the hatches. Mm-hmm. That's what you mean by
that's
that?
That's what I mean. Let's say if you're an individual and you're thinking about buying a new, you know, large screen TV, maybe slow that down. Keep that cash. See what happens. Same thing with a refrigerator or a new car or whatever. Just take some risk off the table. If you're a small business, maybe delay some capital purchases. Do you really need that new piece of equipment? Maybe it can wait a little bit. Have some cash on hand. Just a little bit of risk reduction could make the difference for that small business if we do get into even more serious economic problems. So you got to play the probabilities a little bit.
Any idea in terms of what you're hearing or just with your expertise as to how long this recession could last?
I don't think even the most experienced economists in the world can answer that question. It's a very challenging thing to try and estimate. So I think you just have to try and be reasonable about it, take as much risk off the table as you can for yourself. You know, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Well, Janet Yellen disagrees. She thinks everything's fine right now. I trust Jeff Bezos more than I trust America's grandmother. I don't know about you, but Janet Yellen, she came out and she said the key objective right now, she was on MSNBC, is to prevent oil and gas price hikes, cut six.
What assurances can you give Americans that gas prices will not go back up?
Well, it's our objective to make sure that the world is adequately supplied with oil so that crude prices don't jump and gas prices don't rise. So that's a key objective. A second key objective is to try to deprive Putin of the resources that he's earning from oil that enable him to continue this war.
It puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again. I cannot hear her without thinking that now.
Yeah, I can't.
I've ruined Janet Yellen for everyone.
She's the most boring speaker on the face of the planet, and yet every time I hear her say something now, I just giggle uncontrollably.
Yeah, it's Buffalo Bill.
That's all I can hear.
Her key objective is it puts the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again. Putin lowers gas prices or he gets the hose again. Put the root in the basket. I just can't get that voice out of my head. Now, here, one more time. Go ahead.
What assurances can you give Americans that gas prices will not go back up?
Well, it's our objective to make sure that the world is adequately supplied with oil so that crude prices don't jump.
You can use my phone.
Prices don't rise. So that's a key objective.
She's a great big fat girl. That's all I hear is Buffalo Bill and Silence of the Lambs. I can't help it. And I can't have I cannot do a legitimate analysis of Janet Yellen. Anything she says now, because all I hear is Buffalo Bill.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
America's grandmother sounds like Buffalo Bill.
You could use my phone and call Putin and tell him that he's got to lower oil and gas prices.
Whose economic prescriptions do you think are more accurate, Buffalo Bill or Janet Yellen?
It goes Bezos, Bill, and then Yellen. So Jeff Bezos at the top, Buffalo Bill, America's grandmother, Janet Yellen at the bottom, I think. That's probably how I would do it. Oh, we also have America's mother-in-law. After a federal judge struck down Biden's student loan debt repayment scam as being unconstitutional, because it is, as I told you yesterday, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts was on with Chuck Todd. America's mother-in-law has no doubts that Biden can just cancel student loan debt.
To talk about the president's student loan forgiveness program, which the courts are potentially going to say he can't do, saying, look, this needs to be appropriated from Congress. Okay, this is something you could do in the lame duck. Should you wait for this court outcome or simply codify the president's student loan plan via Congress?
So look, I'd be delighted to codify what the president is doing, but here's the key. I don't have any doubt that the president has the legal authority to cancel this student loan debt. President Trump did it. President Obama did it. She's lecturing everybody about
the history of student loan debt cancellation. You hear that? Because that's what America's mother-in-law does. She just lectures everybody. But I got to take a break in a second. But go ahead. 10 more seconds of this.
And President Biden has actually done it up to now on student loan debt payments. But we have a court down in Texas. And if they're going to play politics instead of actually following the law, they do put the program at risk. But to me, this is one of the clearest differences between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats.
Do you not hear the lecturing? I mean, come on. You can't get away from the lecturing. This is, you know, the time when you've got Thanksgiving table next week and you're listening to this and you're going, I'm just going to get up and get a beer, okay? I'll be right back. And then you go out in the garage and watch football with your brother-in-law and try not to come back. I'm not speaking from experience or anything like that. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back for our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.